This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Women's Voice, and the Women's March. Many women hit the streets once again all around the country at the anniversary of the first Women's March. The theme was more political activism as the new face of resistance, with the looming midterm elections providing the focal point. Numbers in local cities seem to be running at half of last year's totals, but that was to be expected at this point when resilience is twin to resistance. One of the more interesting workshops for the year-end, year-begin meeting of our organizers, our top organizers from Acorn Canada, Local 100, and other operations in New Orleans, was how to transfer the recognition and cultural shifts of the hashtag MeToo moment into the meetings of our workplace and community organizations, as well as through our media outlets. Some organizers told stories of members' complaints of harassment from landlords demanding sex in exchange for repairs and late fees, and questioned whether their organization response would have been the same now in this climate as it was a couple of years ago in the issue presented. Judy Duncan, the head organizer of Acorn Canada, as well as other office directors in Canada, the U.S., and Local 100, believed that they needed to talk to local leadership, many, if not most of whom are women, about making a place in the agenda of meetings in the coming months so that women had a space to talk about incidents of harassment and abuse and groups could debate and take effective action. John Kane from KVF and others involved in AM/FM radio programming thought that the stations should ask hosts to raise the issue on their shows and encourage call-ins, referrals, and complaint. Others thought regular public service announcements encouraging women to come forward and giving them voice could be helpful. Appropriately, there was also discussion about how women's voice and perspective were integrated into the internal staff and leadership dynamics of organizing as well, especially since organizing has so long been characterized as a male-dominated field, and despite progress over recent decades, invariably contains vestiges of such a history, tradition, and stereotypes. There was an interesting discussion on whether organizers should counter the devaluation of women's voice internally by formalizing relationships to break the pattern. Likely, addressing everyone as Mr., Mrs., or Ms. would not work, but there is a reason that old labor culture embraced addressing co-combatants as sister and brother, or comrade, as was common in the South African struggle and others, or citizen during and after the French Revolution. Breaking habits in order to signify respect and as markers that we need to deal with each other differently would not be a trivial step forward in breaking old patterns and habits. Beth Butler, head organizer of Acorn Affiliate, A Community Voice, ended the workshop by letting everyone go around the room and indicate what they would do to implement the consensus and to create a different culture for women. The pledges were deep and sincere. We'll have to make sure the follow-up is of a like kind, both here and everywhere else. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.